This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This is Aaron McGowan, certified personal trainer and swollen.
This is Ryan Stanger, certified personal trainer and Sonoma visitor.
Okay, if you found the dumbbells, a comedy fitness podcast.
Committed to bringing you inspiration,
motivation,
and sometimes with a lot of research and a lot of dedication, information.
Yep. Hey, dumbbells, let's get dumb.
People are going to be like, that'll like get the comments going. If you listen on second 45 of the podcast, you can hear a fart. we get like tons of like comments like that where people were like, if you listen, you can hear somebody get up from desk, fart, leave room. And then like, I'll listen to it and it's just like, huh? I was there and I remember it. I don't think any of that happened, but.
The Aaron Sines fart inspectors, they're all like, I knew it. I told you, isolate the audio, enhance, sweeten. Yep.
Somebody brings wheelbarrow into room, Aaron farts, monkey jumps. You're just like, well.
Redheads get like a freaky following, you know what I mean? Yeah. They're into all the freakiest little moments in your life. So
me, I'm a big, used to it. Tits or ass? Me, I'm a ginger farter. Yeah, that's what I'm after. Okay, man.
Okay, that's man. Great. See you online.
Sounds like a weird, like, is it the Who? No. Who? Or like Cream or something? Like Ginger Baker? Who is that? A weird drag cosplay. Ginger farter.
I don't know. Anyway, Stanger, you're really airing yourself out
on that. How is it out on that limb, Stanger?
Yeah. Feels fun and dangerous. Like
oh my god,
Shane Gillis,
Ginger Baker,
nervous on SNL. If you heard that laugh, you recognize the voice. That is hilarious. Comedian, actor, podcaster, writer, everything, host of Action Boys and High and Mighty, John Gabrus. Gabrus to his friends, followers, and fans.
To listeners of this podcast, please call me Jonathan.
Oh, cute. That's nice. They're respectful, our audience, you know?
Yeah, I believe it. I totally believe it. Quick the fart chasers.
Yeah.
Quick peek behind the curtain. I was texting with Gabrus yesterday and trying to lock all this down and kept saying Sunday. I said it maybe 10 times. And then at a certain point, Gabrus is like, just to be clear, we're talking about tomorrow, right?
He's like, Sunday, 10 a.m. work for you? I'm like, it's Saturday at 4 p.m. right now. So you do you mean 16 hours from now?
I was trying to make myself sound like a planner.
You're like, Sunday, February 25th. Are you available? I'm like looking at the calendar. I'm like, this is
you mean tomorrow?
I better set my alarm.
I mean,
not
honestly,
today.
Though.
I already sauna and plunged. I'm back.
Oh my god! Congratulations, that's huge.
Sunday morning, Sunday fun day, dog.
You got a sauna at your house too?
No, I wish. I have to go down the street. That sounds crazy. I gotta go down the street to Stanger's house.
Ooh, it looks like somebody has their own little Sunday versus tomorrow.
I'm in there. He's like, don't forget, we're recording Sunday. I'm like, yeah, you mean in 15 minutes?
Pulling calendars out. Look at this. Let me pencil you in. Can you check? You're like, I know. I kind of know what I'm up to tomorrow.
We're talking about this on the Zoom right before we start rolling.
Gabrus, frequent guest of the dumbbells, and then also, you know,
It's been a minute.
If you listen to High and Mighty, you'll get a, you know, Gabrus kind of state of the union about what he's been up to from a fitness standpoint. But I don't know, it may be worthwhile to give our listeners and us like a little refresher on what you've been up to, what's going on, and what your new goals are, maybe even before you get into what you've been doing recently.
Yeah. Well, I could kick that off with saying, like, I started my 2024, like, quote unquote, resolutions in like Q3 of 2023. Like, so I like got a lead in like post Thanksgiving. I started just really cranking on healthy choices. I have had a few friends and people older, family members have like health issues. But then I've had a few friends around my age with health issues. And it was kind of like eye opening. Also, something that always comes to mind is when my listen, anyone who knows me knows my dad is dead. But when he was dying, he had like this survive the brain cancer operation. All the doctors just kept saying, like, thank God he's in such good health, because if he wasn't in such good health, this would be way hard. Like all this stuff. And I was just like, yeah, right. Cool. Now I got to hear about how my dad's like talks about how, cause he always talked about how healthy he was. Now it's like, I got to hear about this shit. And now that I'm like in my early 40s and like seeing friends with health scares, I'm like, maybe I should bulletproof myself a little bit if shit hits the fan. And I've been reading all these like longevity books, and I think like my mom and people of her generation in my family and in-laws family are suffering from cognitive decline of some sort, or at least like Fox News induced fucking stupors or whatever. But they're all fucking, I'm like, I cannot be like that. And I don't think I will be, because I'm sharper now and then when they were 40. But I'm like, I gotta get ahead of this shit. So I kind of, and Stanger's the only, maybe the only person I think I sent this to, but like I wrote up a protocol for myself, and I'm just trying to do a lot. And for me, the way I've been talking about it is I'm burning the candle on one end for the first time. Like normally, I'm always like try, and now I'm finally not trying hard at anything except taking care of myself. Like, work has bumped down to like behind making sure I do stuff that makes me feel better and will protect me going forward. And it's like the first time I've ever done anything. And that, look, this is a point of privilege. I have like, I do like, you know, I can survive on a few hours of work a day. So I can obviously things get busier, but so I've been like really honing in on taking care of myself from like learning a lot, and Stanger, of course, we talk for 3.5 hours multiple times a week. So I get a lot of input from him and Rogers, another health nut. Not, you know, I have so many meathead friends, but I've been like, I've found stuff that works for me, which is I need to mix it up, which is why like CrossFit used to work for me back in the day, but that's not the like level of intensity I want to do. And for me, I'm learning that consistency, like, well, at least for now, consistency is my key, because if I do something healthy for myself, it is so easy for me to do a second healthy thing for myself every day. So if I muscle into just like, fuck, just get up and go swimming or get up and go to the gym, like the next, when I make lunch, it's a salad, not a fucking quesadilla. When I make dinner, it's, you know, vegetables and salmon, not ordering in. Like, so I've learned that about myself. So I've been trying to do consistency, which means not pushing intensity or volume too hard and varying what I'm doing and not being concerned with metrics like numbers and reps and weights and yardage and mileage and times. And it's just about doing it for me right now. I intend to, like, after 7 to 10 months of doing it, I'll start honing in on what I want, like pushing you know, different metrics in different directions, what I want. But for me, I want the new Gabrus like pattern to, my day includes fitness and healthy choices like always. And I just did, like, you're catching me after going back east for a funeral, a family visit, a New York City visit, like all these, like, I wouldn't call them triggers, but they are like my party element. Like, they just like, I
green
don't
lights
have
to eat and drink and, you know,
and it's like, oh, I haven't seen my cousin in 6 months. I better have 11 rice lagers with them at lunch. You know, like, that's the way we communicate in this family.
Yeah.
Like all these bad fucking choices. And it was funny, having not done that for so long, how like shit I felt. But I think I've used this analogy maybe even on the dumbbells before. Like, if you're driving a car that has like no suspension whatsoever and is like the tires are flat and everything, like, any pothole is just like, well, that sucks. Well, that sucks. But if you start, if you like take care of your car a little bit, then you hit a pothole and you're like, well, that must've been a really bad pothole. Cause I haven't like, and I'm usually, my system is so disgusting that I don't even notice that I'm off. Like, I'm like, wow, I feel depressed. It's like, yeah, well, eat, dude, you'll feel better. And then for like 3 months I was being really healthy. And then I took 1 week where I kind of backslid, was out of my element, sleeping in like different beds. Fitness was off, sleeping was off. And I was just like, oh, I feel awful. I feel depressed. Yep. I feel anxious. I feel disgusting. I got a pimple, like all these things that I haven't like. And I was just like, oh, and it was a fun like lesson of like, I know what like real athletes talk about when they're like, yeah, I took a week off and shit fell off. I'm like, shut the fuck up, you fuck. And I'm like, oh, okay, that just straight up happened to me. So I'm learning more and more about like I could have done something every day there. I could, and that will be my next step as someone who has to travel a lot for work. And I have a few travel dates set up in March, and I'm going to pressure test my system of like, I will not be coming back from, if I want to travel so much in life, I cannot always just rip the fucking system to shreds every time I go on vacation. So like, cause I want to, I travel for work. I literally was a travel show host, like hopefully to do that again. Like I want to do it more. And if I'm like, well, there's these 21 weeks a year where I don't take care of myself, just doesn't seem to like, maybe not going to work in the long run as you get into your 40s and 50s. I'm like, well, the other 25 weeks I push it, but these 21 weeks I'm just off the fucking rails. So I'm trying to like learn like, and honestly, it's like this like just grown up thing of like, I had to like learn to take my blood pressure medication every day. Like the doctor's like, you know, your blood pressure is still not under control. He's like, how are you taking your medicine every day? I'm like, nah, I'm trying. And he's like, why would he try? Just fucking take the pills in the morning. And I'm like, yeah, now that you say that, that's like what I should be doing, right? And like, just go for a walk. You're like, yeah, dude. And now it's like, no, I have to make time for that walk because that's going to make every single thing else in my life easier.
God, you mentioned something.
I have such a hard time with taking a pill every day. It is so annoying to me.
I know. I, that's how you got knocked up, right?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
I gotta remember to take this birth control pill every day.
I think it was like, I think it was like, I can't, it was like Poppins or somebody that said, even if you got to do a little sugar to help it go down. But you mentioned something back in there.
Who are you listening to for fitness these days? Dr. Rhonda Patrick and of course Poppins.
Poppins.
It's a great Instagram follow. She's always selling fucking supplements. A little sugar will help.
Poppins would come in on an umbrella, but Patrick is coming in on a fucking Peloton bike that's just like freed up, so it's not just stationary.
Someone call it a bike.
That's Peloton brand. They've like, they're trying to get like the area, the corner on like tissue or something. Right. to where like the name of the brand becomes a thing. Kleenex is what I was thinking.
Yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah.
Tissue is the opposite of that.
Tissue is sort of not a good example of what I was going for at all.
Tissue's wrong. Tissue is what you'd call wrong for what I was trying to get across. But you mentioned something in there back earlier on that I want to spend a lot of time on, and it was quesadillas. No,
absolutely. That you put shrimp in those? For a second too. I was like, damn.
You ever put shrimp in those?
Oh my God, I want a quesadilla now. Thanks.
Me too. I fucking doesn't? Activated. Yeah.
It's never a wrong time. But you were talking about, and something Gabrus has talked about, and I know about him, and he said it on the show, but it's worth kind of pointing out, is that he's a guy that is very into metrics and likes doing periodization to where he plans out a workout for himself, and also has a kind of personality to where he can commit to something and stick to it really hardcore. But oftentimes it would be, you know, really noble, well thought out, but vigorous and then hard to maintain,
almost unattainable. Yeah,
not sustainable, especially, you know, given, you know, lifestyle and travel and the kind of nature of his work. So it'd be like, you know, every 7 days a week I'm going to do this and this. It's going to be very hard. And then, you know, you have something that comes up for work, or you're shooting something and you can't do it, and then, you know, mentally it's like, well, I'm off of the, you know, like I can't do the increase the weight increments, or I can't do, because I've, you know, from a biological standpoint, have fallen off of that. And then, so then you would stop for a while and then you'd have to like plan it. So you had all this stop and start happening. And what I really liked about your new protocol was it was like, look, I'm just going to do stuff that I can commit to that I like. And so it's very enjoyable. And even if it's not perfect optimization for my time, it's stuff I like doing so I can be consistent. And then if I'm going to Austin or something, it's like, well, you know, I've added walks in, I've done, you know, this kind of gym stuff that I like doing. And then I like, you know, this self-care stuff, sauna, whatever it is. And so you'll find places there, you'll stick to it. And then you can stay, you know, consistent with it. So then when you come home, you haven't fallen off.
Yeah.
And I think that's huge.
And for me, Stanger's right. My eyes are bigger than my eyes are bigger than my stomach when I order food. My eyes are bigger than my musculature when I decide what my program's going to be. To the point where I've just recently, for the first time in years, have gone to the gym for only 40 minutes. Like previously, wow. If I didn't have an hour and a half or like...
Six
I would be
hours.
Like, I'd be like, it's a waste. I can't go. Right. Like, I'd be like, why go?
Wow.
I'd rather that's do nothing. Like, oh, I'm not going to. And then that's because I'm like, well, today I'm supposed to do 5x5 squat, fucking assistance work, single leg Bulgarians. And then I got to end with this Metcon I came up with. And it's like, well, I'm a little beat. And then I need 2 hours to do all this. It's like, that's so easy to knock off the schedule. I've shrunk it down to the point where it's like, I have like, if I have 20 minutes, this is what I'll do at the gym. I moved to a gym that's very close to my house.
Good.
And I bumped down to like, if this is the time I have, this is what I do. And for me, that's been a game changer because previously if the option was, and the dumbbells are the ones who taught me this, you know, I've been around listening and being on forever. But like, if the other choice was nothing, then the most minimal choice is better. Like go to the gym and doing 15 minute incline walk, some lat pull downs and some dumbbell incline press, which is exactly what I did on Friday when I had no time and family visiting, but I had landed Thursday night and I'm like, I need to just get back into the system. And I'm like,
it's a little bit of bragging though. So
yeah, it's a little, you know, it's a little easy to hit it for me.
Scale it back. You want to be likable. Don't fucking brag about the shit you're doing.
So Friday morning before we record Shadow Wolves, I'm like, I have to have breakfast with my mother-in-law because she's visiting and I got to be fucking charming. But then I'm like, mm-hmm, I'm squeezing in a 45 minute workout. And I just went to the gym and I'm like, this is so dumb. But I did 15 minutes of cardio and like 10 sets of lifting. And that is so antithetical to like my meathead upbringing of like, you know, to failure and all that shit. But to me, I was like, I would have done nothing instead. And I had to break the nothing cycle. Like today I'm jammed all day. We were recording early. I went to the sauna and cold plunge this morning. I did an 8:30 appointment. I do not like to do that, but I'm like, I got to get something in. And now we're stumbling upon a whole new facet of what I'm doing these days. For the first time since I was in high school or an athlete, I'm waking up at 7 a.m. every day, which anyone who's listening to this who has like a real life or kids is going, what the fuck is this man talking about? But I haven't woken up before. 8:30 a.m. was so early for me for the last 15 years of my life. Now I wake up at 7 a.m. every day. And I somehow, even though I'm up sleeping the same amount, I somehow have more time. It's almost as if from 10:30 p.m. to midnight, you're not usually choosing the gym, going for a walk, the sauna, the plunge. It's just like the only thing missing from my life is like one more episode of Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Prime. And like what's been added in the morning is like an hour and a half to myself where I get ready for like I get all the shit out of the way, get all my fucking potions ready for the day, my BCAAs, my post-workout, do all this shit. And so for me, and I'm talking about like, imagine you hired me as your personal trainer and my first advice was like, if you wake up earlier in the morning, you have like more time to do stuff. It's like, yeah.
Like, what? Are you a fucking trainer or a math genius?
Right, that just reminds me of Mitch was a friend of the show. Mike Mitchell was meeting with trainers and his one trainer was like, he's like, yes, you come over, I'll walk on the treadmill. He's like, the trainer's like, I don't think you should pay me while you walk on a treadmill. Like, you should do that when I'm not there and I can help you with other stuff. And Mitch is like, I think the last guy always, I walked on the treadmill for like 15, 20 minutes. I was like, what a fucking business.
Shit, don't bring that up. That's what I do with my clients every day.
I know. That's. I mean, I was an improv coach for like 15 years. It's like, all right, let's stretch and share. All right, now I got 20 minutes of like, I only have to plan another hour and 40 minutes of exercises for these adult fucking children.
Let's get you on that mill. I'm going to check in on IG. See if I...
Yo, you think her tits are real? Man, come on.
God, oh my God.
Your Rorschach test. I'm just going to flash this up there and you say real or fake. First thing that comes to mind, and go.
Got to train the mind and the body, right, bro? Yeah, thanks, man.
You got to be able to look at my phone and not stumble on the mill. You got a long way to go, brother. Long way to go. I think it's, you know, people that are listening to this, if I think there's some people that will really relate to the weird element of, you know, if it ain't 3 hours and I'm not doing nothing, that, you know, it's something that's, I'm sure there's some kind of psychological explanation as to what it is. You know, Freud probably studied it endlessly.
Probably Freud, yeah.
Yeah, right. He was probably fucking poking around there for sure, trying to figure out what that was.
If it ain't 3 hours, it's your mother's vagina. You're like, yep. Wait, what, dude?
What the fuck are you
it's
talking about?
Research. It's in my like, research.
Look in the books. It's a lot of dicks, a lot of mom's vaginas. Okay, thanks, bud.
I feel like I'm nervous, you know, speaking in front of people. That's your mom's vagina.
It's probably because you want to fuck your mom, right? She's a hot piece of ass. Like, Freud just had a MILF thing and put it on everybody else. You probably just want to tag your mom because she's a fucking piece of ass, right? You're like,
everybody wants to, not right? Just me, guys. Come on. Yeah.
I'm not saying, like, look, why wouldn't you want to fuck your mom? Look at her, dude. Come on.
Okay, why do you have your notebook out? Like, what are you taking notes on? But, and there's also, you know, people that, you know, the people that will relate to it, and there's people that maybe haven't, you know, are trying to get something going that'll be like, yeah, dude, of course, fucking, you know, at least just bend down and touch your toes and, you know, stretch your back or something if you only have 3 minutes or whatever.
Right, right.
And logically, it makes sense, but I promise you, you'll get into it and this, whatever this psychological phenomenon is, will happen. And it is a fucking challenge to where it's just like, hey, something is better than nothing, which seems like the easiest concept in the world to understand, but it will happen to you. And it's worthwhile because Gabrus, you mentioned in there too, that like, you know, at a certain point, once you have some good self-efficacy and some regularity going with this for a long time, then you'll crank it up a little bit. And we know that you're capable of like cranking it up. And even if you crank it up for like 6 days, if it's become a routine and then, you know, and, you know, work happens or whatever it is happens and you can't do whatever kind of, you know, juiced up thing you were doing, you'll just fall back into your habits.
Getting it in. Yeah.
Yeah. Your rituals of getting it in and doing stuff you like. Well, it's like, hey, I love cold plunge. I love this. I love, you know, hopping on the bike and, you know, reading emails on the bike there. And then that's all I got for today. That's fine. And then, you know, time will free up. And then you're like, oh, I'm going to do, you know, some heavy lifting for, you know, 7 to 10 days or whatever it is.
Right.
And then that'll, you know, that's huge. It's just like you guys talked about taking pills and all that kind of stuff. It's like, how can I get this, like, you know, brushing my teeth or, you know, this.
Dude, honestly, it's like I guess what I'm doing is actively building routines and like, I've got like a lot, and it's, again, I know how simple this sounds, people, but like I am ADHD and have, you know, PlayStation 5 and weed feet away from where I'm sitting right now. And that's so much more fun than almost anything else I'll be talking about on this episode. So to choose that, like all of these little choices. And for me, they like, it's like this sort of like, cause using video game, I'll keep you going with the video games analogy. Like, you can gain levels by playing 8 hour sessions of a game, or you can play in 20 minute bursts as frequently as possible and still gain, you know what I mean? So like, for me, it's like,
I feel like the warp whistle kind of created that.
Yeah, the warp whistle kind of fucked us all over. A lot of people were like, well, I'll just save the game here and then try warping. And you're like, look, this analogy is off the rails. Just get under the fucking bar and squat, would you?
Let me just see if I can get a tune on this whistle, though, dude.
So a couple of things I've done to help with my goal of consistency. And I have some actual fitness goals in there too for like the entire year and some aesthetic goals and some mental goals. A few things I did to help with my consistency is vary where I'm going for my work, what I'm doing for my workouts, where I'm going, and choosing things I like. And also choosing things I won't necessarily make myself do that if unsupervised at the gym. So, for example, I swim a couple of days. I try to swim a couple of days a week at a pool here. I like being outside. I'm a former swimmer. I like being in a Speedo. It's good cardio. I'm not doing like a master's workout or anything. I'm doing the equivalent of like the old ladies walking the track holding like a giant Weight Watchers cup. I'm doing that in the pool. But for me, that's more than I was doing previously. So it doesn't kill me to the point where I do the pool workout mornings on the evenings when I want to go to martial arts. So I'm actually on some days doing two a days.
Oh, now, damn.
Yeah. And
that's fun.
That's crazy for me. But the pool is such like, not a full blow. And also it's been helping with back pain and flexibility. And if you've like swam in the morning, your like whole day is just a little bit better than if you did nothing. If you just took like six shits and watched another episode of Mr. and Mrs. Smith. The show really fell off towards the end. I'm sorry.
Oh no.
I really enjoyed it.
Gabrus, I just swam for the first time since being pregnant. Like literally a week ago. And it felt so incredible on my body.
Yeah.
And I was like, when I was leaving the gym, I was like, I'm a new person. Like it, and I didn't even get to do like the hot tub or the sauna yet because I'm, you know, still with child. But I got to swim. And
you don't want a crock pot, young signs?
Pressure cook.
I
wrap myself in tinfoil and jump in the sauna.
I want it to be fun, you know, good personality. Proteins, yeah.
Do the hot ones challenge.
But when you're younger, the phrase like low impact exercise you don't understand what that means.
Yeah.
And then like when you're get older in my case or are with child in your case, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, the lack of impact does make this a little less brutal to do.
And my heart rate was high. Like I was still getting, and again, I'm not a swimmer. I was using the paddleboard thing. It wasn't this intense workout, but my heart rate was high. I left feeling like I exercised without like hurting my joints.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it felt so good.
And
I mean, we all like crawled out of the ocean and evolved. Yeah. Like maybe you guys are just closer to the amoebas or whatever that crawled out of the ocean.
Don't get me started on the water ape theory. I've tried to fly this a few times on the Action Boys. Nobody wants to hear it. We all evolved from an animal called the water ape. When you're soaking wet for a long time, your fingers get pruney. You know why? So you can crawl along the ocean ground and the riverbeds. You get better grip with your pruney fingers.
I'm going to barf. Oh,
that's fucking awesome. Have you ever had like
I hate that feeling. I hate like the feeling of pruney fingers.
A banana dunked in water? It's kind of good, dude.
Just a saltwater banana? Oh, no peel?
My God.
The dream.
Pretty good. Like you get a little salt, like a little sweet, a little savory.
I might throw up.
Go for
it. We're gonna find out.
You're not craving that? That's not one of your cravings?
I was in my third trimester, I could only have saltwater bananas.
Oh my God. They probably have them at like Air One or something.
Yeah, they're probably charge extra to dunk them in an ocean. These are now nearly inedible, but we doubled the price.
I took a trip in seventh grade where they had us lick a banana slug. Because it made your what? It's just like because it like makes your
then
tongue.
You took the real trip at that point.
Yeah, doesn't it make your tongue numb?
It makes your tongue numb, and so that was their angle. But it just, you know, somebody was just trying getting off.
Teachers,
on
like
kids, well, like all right,
the
lights.
Yeah, someone videoed
slug.
You. And
the lights
in
are out.
Black
come on into this room and lick the banana slug. And
it, oh my god! Oh my god! Oh, your tongue's not numb. Do it again. Oh.
Stinks oh like Counselor Steve for some reason.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
It smells like fucking oh Munster cheese in here.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Let's go back to saltwater bananas.
Well, that's whatever you want to make somehow. Of it. The lights never got turned on. We don't know what it was. Most likely it was a slug.
I got a UC Santa Cruz sweatshirt out of it, so it must have been a banana slug.
Oh my god.
They dropped the slugs. They're just the bananas now. You know, it's off
like the Savannah bananas. They seem to be all over my Instagram. The dancing minor league baseball team that wears all yellow. I'll send it to you guys. I'll get you guys.
Please,
hooked.
Thank you.
But Aaron, so the swim felt good. Did your joints and stuff feel good afterwards?
It was so good, and when I didn't notice how much it relieved my body from like pain
gravity
until I stepped out of the pool, and like as I stepped out of the pool it was like my back hunched, my knees started to like wobble, like it was like my lower back was like no, go back, like I went back into the pool after that to like kind of, since I had realized the pressure that had been taken off, so I wanted to like swim another couple laps with that kind of like knowledge. And it was, I didn't want to get out of the pool at that point because I felt incredible.
Did you ever, I feel like, did you do water treadmill training with the two guys who are dogs with one of them? Did you ever do
that?
No,
but I'm going to. I found somebody that does it in LA because one of my dogs is like, he's just kind of fucked up in his body. And I think it would be really good to get him like in that training now. But my other dog, he just runs on the regular treadmill.
Oh, okay. But like you understand like, oh, you're like, this makes sense why this works as rehab for like dog. Like it just takes so much weight off.
Yes.
And so for me, adding swimming is adds to my consistency because I maybe can't lift 5 days in a row anymore. Or if I did, I'd have to like really figure out training and programming, and that gets frustrating. And now I'm trying not to overthink things. So with swimming 2 days a week, I don't have to worry about also getting a lift in that day. I go to martial arts a couple of days a week. That's I got to get, you know, back into that grind now that I'm back in town. But that's been really good for me. And then something I do now with my weights at the gym, and I think I talked to Stanger about this. This may be a little granular for the non-meatheads, but I'm only using 45s and 25s on the four big lifts. So I am not concerned. Like, so for squat, bench, deadlift, and overhead press, I'm either doing 135, 185. As a matter of fact, I know all my lifts. I'll just tell you right now. I am military pressing 135. I am bench pressing 185. I am squatting 225, and I'm deadlifting 275. All for sets of five. The bench and press are a little over. And once I could get to five sets of 10, I'm going to jump to the next 45 or 25. I'm doing crazy gym rat bar math here, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I won't add. And look, incremental increases are like the key to adding strength and muscle if that's what you're really going for. But for me, I'm going to get the movements in and I'm adding reps. And then that, cause I'll get in my own head of like, well, now am I doing 265 or 260 today? Shit. 265 didn't work. I got to go down to 260. Like I can get in my head and almost, you know, get in my own way and prevent myself from. So with this system, I also don't have to, track, which is nice for me. I'm trying to alleviate myself of the metrics of that. So then it's just like, well, today I'm going to squat. I'm going to military press. So I'll do five sets of five or three sets of eight, like whatever my body's feeling of squats. And then I'll do five sets of five or three sets of 10 somewhere in there for the military press. Then I'm finally at a gym that has like a couple more machines. And then I'll be like, all right, I have like 40 minutes left. I can just go fuck around. It's like, ooh, I'll do farmer's carries and intercut that with kettlebell swings. Or I'll be like, let me do pull downs and one arm military presses. Like I find my accessory work for fun or for like, you know, what's not sore on me right now. I'll bang out some traps stuff or like, and on Fridays I try to do arms, 'cause that's something I used to do back in the day. And I'm like trying to get a little hit of nostalgia of getting the Friday arm.
Right.
But that's like a good high school football thing, is you want the arm pump on Friday, so when you tape your jersey up and like, you know, twist it up into the knot and then like
someone has biceps.
Yeah. Like that's totally gonna help you in as an offensive lineman, is having like a bicep
guns.
I'm getting absolutely dominated by guys who just are 3 years further into puberty than I am. Just fucking, I'm like, well, I did 21s. I did California preacher curls with the easy bar. I should be ready to, oh, nope. Got absolutely slapped around again by a guy who has a goatee and we're juniors.
I think is kind of, you know, a touchstone for, you know, for people maybe to come back to. Regardless of where you're at in your kind of health and fitness journey or, you know, whatever's going on with you, especially with how inundated we are with information now with TikTok and Instagram and all that. And it's so, there's definitely, you know, maybe speaking to my algorithms, but I think a lot of people can relate. There's a fascination with, you know, optimizing lifestyle and exercise and fitness. But I think if you find yourself veering off, if you're feeling some dread about going to the gym, if you're feeling like you don't know where to start, I think just come to these touchstones of make it enjoyable and simplify and just there. And what it, you know, that can be for food, that can be for exercise, that can be for, you know, healthy habits or whatever. Make it enjoyable and simplify. And then once you're there and you have a good foothold, then you can get, like Gabriel said, as granular as you want, you know?
Yeah.
But if you've started there and you've done that for months, to where, oh, this is food I like. And it's really simple. Like I can do this in my sleep. I can make this meal in my sleep. I can go to the gym and, you know, bang this out of my sleep. I'm not too complicated with the weights. Even when I'm out of shape, I can still kind of pull this stuff off. You know,
if
whatever
someone's
it is
on the machine, that's part of my that I want to do today. It doesn't throw off my entire fucking workout. 'Cause I'm like, oh fuck it. I'll just do blank. Like keeping it simple like that really helps too. Like, 'cause again, I'm constantly, I'm trying to prevent myself just giving up of like, well, someone's on the fucking squat rack. Okay. I'm supposed
to
squat 5x5 today. If I didn't do it, what the fuck? I guess I'll just go across the street to the cafe and have a bacon, egg, and cheese. Teach everyone here at this gym a lesson.
Let me just pull out my phone. Oh, there's a Fat Sal's 18 miles from here. I might as well make the drive for that, fit that in.
The one thing I miss most from my old, like, hardcore fitness days in my like late 20s, early 30s, when I was playing rugby and doing CrossFit and powerlifting stuff. The one thing I miss is like all the, I don't want to call them I'll just say strange, but all the strange movements. Like the gym I used to train at, you know, the first 15-minute warm-up would always be moving your body in ways you've never done before. It's like medicine ball carries, windshield wipers, push through, like all bear crawls, like crab walk, like all these things that you don't normally do.
Mama number five.
Yeah. Like, all right, Lou, relax. I can barely see you with Monica on your side.
I just need more money. He needs more money.
He needs more Britney in his life or somebody.
But I miss that a lot. And then something I found with adding swimming and martial arts into, I'm moving my body in ways that I wouldn't normally choose for myself. I'm doing things that I wouldn't normally. And now I've added that as sort of part of my protocol of just like, I'm going to get down on this foam roller and just fucking move my body in weird ways and find like stretch points and stuff. And I know this is probably not even a good prescription for fitness. But for me, what I like about it is it activates like this spectrumy part of my brain where I know that varying things up is good for your like neuroplasticity of like drive home a different way or don't look at the same fucking thing all day long or whatever. Don't sit in front of your computer and talk to your friends on Zoom for 5-6 hours a clip. Mix it up. Talk to your enemies. But for me, like getting to move in different planes, in different speeds, in different levels of resistance, like that makes me feel good because that makes me feel a little more bulletproof than just like I can bench, row, you know, lunge and shit like that. So adding all this other shit in, like when I go to do martial arts class, there's like a trainer and a sensei, a sifu, if you will. And he'll be like, all right, like planks. Okay. You lost, do 20 pushups, blah, blah, and all these things that I wouldn't normally, the last time I like chose to do pushups for myself is, you know, and I'm like, oh, I bench, I don't need to do pushups. Then you go to do pushups, you're like, these are pretty hard. I probably should be adding these to my life. So any opportunity to do like new movements and stuff. So like I'm always down to
tech neck.
Yeah, you don't want tech neck, bro. Respect the tech neck. I check your tech neck.
Check it.
Aaron, for the listeners, Aaron just like touching
it. Yeah. I was like, oh God.
She just did the A1 steak sauce commercial. She just grabbed her own windpipe. She's like, hold on, let me see if I have tech neck.
Where is the tech neck?
That's like a little hump in your neck from like being crouched over.
Oh, it's back here. Yeah. Oh, shit. I didn't even look back there.
This is tech neck signs.
Okay.
Gabrus is texting on his phone.
He just wanted to check Instagram. He's like, let me just...
I'm texting on my phone. You just hear like the OnlyFans boot up sound. Hold on, let me get on my phone for a second.
Oh my god. What kind of martial arts are you doing?
I'm doing Jeet Kune Do, which is Bruce Lee's style, and it's in a park, and it is one of the more weird subcultures that I'm part of, and I'm like exclusively part of weird subcultures.
Yeah,
improv, action movies, podcasting, like all these dumb things I'm part of is just full of the weirdest people. Then I'd go to take martial arts in the park, and I'm like, well, no. I think the next step would be like adult a cappella for beginners, and that would be the only way to find a crazier group of people.
Pretty little angel eye. Pretty little angel eye.
I'm in a park, a wimbo with four fucking like convicted pedophiles.
Yeah. And the baritone gets on like a bicycle that has like a fucking helicopter thing and like rides away or something. You got
this gyrocopter.
Yeah.
But much like any a cappella pitch, group, though, we have one black guy that we make do the rap parts. Remember
you're
when
culturally
you
were
like
sensitive.
Yeah, they were like, all right, take it away, Max. You know, like, get your booty on the bus today. Doing Technotronic a cappella. Ooh, yeah.
I'd listen to that.
I would be there for Pump Up the Jam live.
Pump the Jam. I loved how Brooklyn she was. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, my God. I've been my pregnancy trainer. She trains out of a jiu-jitsu gym.
I don't think you should be doing jiu-jitsu as a pregnant woman. I think pregnant women could do anything. I believe that, but I don't know if you should be rolling on the mats with Brazilian purple belts.
Right.
That's how you got there in the first place, Erin.
I told her, hey, I don't know, but she was like, you're fine. Just go with this very strong man. And I was like, all right,
you
I'll
get
do
like arm barred while pregnant.
Jesus.
Fucking no, pregnant lady keeps beating the shit out of me on the mat.
Don't take it easy on me just because I'm pregnant. Are you sure?
It's like she's got four arms.
She has like MMA gloves on right now.
The baby's getting involved with extra arms and stuff.
I have a burglary right after this I have to do. So,
Aaron, what has been your, like, if you're not feeling like doing anything, and obviously sometimes you just can't, but if you're feeling like low energy and stuff, like what do you do to just keep it going? Is it a walk? Is there something you can do in the weight room that you like that feels good? I mean, it seems like if you got a pool, but I don't know, it's a lot to heat.
It's just been too cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I do a ground workout when I don't feel like doing anything. And I do it in my living room with the TV on watching a reality show that no one cares about. But I do like, I'll do like chest press on the ground. I'll do glute bridge on the ground. I'll do like dead bug. It's like anything that I can do. I'll like turn on my side and do like side plank up downs, just like just to
stay on the floor. I'm, you're in one place. You got your
just
show
stay
going.
On the floor.
And,
yeah. I take one pair of weights in, similar like to what Gabriel said. It's like taking out kind of like the well, but I can like. I can bench more than this, but like, I shouldn't probably put that on my hips right now. Like, you know, like I'm just, I'm like, take one set of weights. You can do everything and just don't overthink it. Just march myself into my house and do that. But I try to go on walks, but even that, like I had to come to terms with the fact that like walking on a treadmill is really hard on my body right now. And I used to be able to do it for 30 minutes. I used to be able to do it forever. But then 30 minutes felt like hell on earth. And then 30 minutes became 20. And that was really weird to like take my, cause I go to the gym to walk on the treadmill and my gym is really close. And so I would go to the gym for like 20 minutes, walk on the treadmill, turn around and walk out of the gym. And I had to get over this like thing of, they're going to know I only did a little bit. And like, right. What did they think? They don't care. But it was like what I.
Hey, where are you going 20 minutes?
Yeah. You're like in hindsight, you're like the second most ideal customer. You know, you pay your monthly membership and you're only there for 20. The only better people are the people who like join and just keep it because they plan on going back someday.
Like, right. Exactly. Exactly.
I think so, I think for every. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so that has been just like figuring out what I like, kind of like figuring out as I have gone along in my pregnancy, what I can still do without feeling like the pressure of my old self. And then like also trying to start like, okay, well, this baby's going to be out soon. So then I can get back to it. And it's like, okay, well, then there has to be a little bit of like gradual build back and all right. That kind of stuff. And so just learning to not put so much pressure to always be able to do the thing I used to be able to do. Ugh,
oh, that's
so
that's
annoying.
That's a losing battle in life.
Right.
As you age, trying to be like comparing yourself to your younger self is absolutely fucking brutal. I'm lucky that in like the last 10 years, I've been like disgustingly out of shape. So I could like maybe beat myself. I could be like in better shape than 35-year-old Gabrus, but you know, I'll never be in better shape than 27-year-old Gabrus.
So, but like, God, go ahead.
But I'm saying, I think I've talked about this before with Stanger. Dr. Peter Attia, I read his book, like I think it's called Outlive, and it's just about longevity and like all these. The first half of the book is like all this weird science that he like prescribes to that helps him understand longevity. And then the back half is kind of more actionable, like lifestyle choices you can make and things you could do. But so I got really into that and that activated a lot of stuff. But then I saw him in an interview say something that has like really struck hard with me. And he's like, if you at 40 can't walk more than 5 miles, like understand at 80, you're going to have half capacity. So if you can only walk 1 mile now at 80, you might only be able to walk 1 half mile. But if you could walk 15 miles now, it's possible that at 80 you can walk 5 miles. Like, and it's just one of those things where I'm like, I've always been in like a level of shape that is not intensely problematic. I've always been physically capable to do the things I want to do. But now I'm like, I need to be like prepped. Like I've never had like court vision. I've never thought long term. And if you look at my finances and health, you would see that that is a very true statement. But now in my 40s and having these scares of peers and, you know, seeing my parents' ages and all my friends' parents' ages are in their 60s, 70s and 80s now. And that is a lot. And I see like what my mom's life is like. Like, for example, my mother-in-law is this like a year or two younger than my mother, but does way more exercise and eats healthier than my mom. And their physical capabilities are both limited to 65-year-old women who've had health issues. But spending time with my mother-in-law versus spending time with my mother, I see like what my mother-in-law is physically capable of so much more stuff, including stuff that I think is fun. And if I, yeah. if I find out I can have, like, my youngest brother, he has high blood pressure. He's a meathead. Like, he's a big brolic guy, but he's like needs to get his cardio and his heart and his all that shit in check. So we've been communicating with each other. Like every day we text accountability with a picture of something at the gym or fitness wise, like we're pushing each other that way. But he like we were saying over text yesterday, I'm like, he's the one who I taught better than nothing. That's better than nothing. He's like, only had a half hour, was beat from my nursing shift. I just went and just did like four different chest machines. And he's like, I just got pump and got out of there. I'm like, better than nothing. And he's like, it sucks. You know, you used to be so strong. I'm like, you're not lifting to be strong anymore. You're lifting. My brother's a diehard natural wine drinker. I said, you're exercising so that you can live longer to try more natural wines. Like, and like, that's why, how my brain has gotten to the point where I'm like, oh, I need to get myself fit so I could do more cool shit. If I take care of myself physically and I add the year 65 through 75, where I'm physically capable of traveling and seeing the world, I've added 10 years of experience to my life that I might not have. Now, don't even forget about preventing death. Like, add that in the mix. But more, I don't want to miss out on life. And like, now that I'm in my early 40s, I feel the crunch of the other side for the first time of like, well, if I live another 42 years, if I'm at the exact halfway point, that 84 years is a good life, but I got to make sure I'm not like just fucking watching TV from 64 to 84. I got to be fucking out there watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith again.
It's
over.
Give another shot.
I don't remember if I watched this. Oh yeah, I did in my early 40s.
It's tough because you know, we have a lot of like listeners in high school and stuff. We got a real young demo, but it's like
in that Gen A.
I mean, it's crazy the amount of listeners, you know. But this is kind of stuff that you would hear when you were younger and you intellectually understood it. But it still didn't hit the same way it does to where you're actually, you know, it can either be yourself or it can be people around you that make you start to think about your own mortality. And it's like you get into your 40s and it's less like, oh, you know, I want to get rid of this belly, or it's, you know, summer coming up or pool party, or whatever. And it's just like, no shit. I mean, there's a chance something could go on with my heart. You know, it's, even if you're in shape, it's inevitable that as you age, your heart gets smaller and stiffer. And so that's why stuff comes up. And so if you have some other, you know, lifestyle choices that you're making that exasperate that, you know, that can give you some heart issues that you may not be able to come back from. It'll never be the same. But if you're incorporating exercise, you know, you're going to, it's like investing in yourself, which is like a real cliche thing, but it truly is. And if you think about it in, you know, clinical terms, so that's, you know, your heart health. And then, you know, as we age, sarcopenia sets in, and that's where just inevitably you lose muscle as you age. And so we've talked about it a lot on the show before, but muscle is your calorie burning potential. So that's what uses the fuel. So the calories that you take into your body are eaten up by muscle. And so, you know, if as natural aging kicks in, you find that you can eat less and less and you're starting to put on weight or get heavier. And people always wonder like, why? I'm doing the same amount of exercise. It's the same diet.
Your engine is smaller.
Your engine's smaller. And so you need to be able to adjust, or, you know, you can do things that kind of, you know, combat that and improve your biological health and maintain that calorie burning potential. But it usually involves some kind of, you know, lifestyle change or adaptation. And that, you know, exercise and nutrition. And then, you know, speaking to what both you guys were saying, you know, Gabrus better than nothing. It's, and you'll hear this come up around New Year's a lot when you're talking about resolutions and stuff, you know, Schwarzenegger, you know, this is where I learned that I need to put effective system into place. that it's not, you know, that they blew it. But did you experience that and to be useful? But I was going to say, it's making it less about outcome. So yes. It's not about outcomes. It's just about...
That's where I... Yeah. Stanger, that's a great succinct way to say what I'm talking... Because I... You're talking... Succinct, yeah. Well, for once, Stanger. That's not a word that gets thrown around a lot.
I mean, some would argue that the unnecessary Schwarzenegger impression might have...
Yeah, I was going to...
Well, define unnecessary. If we zoom out enough, I think we're going to realize we're in the ninth Dante's ninth level of unnecessary. We're not that knowledgeable about fitness here to talk to you guys about fitness with other comedians on a podcast. Like, we just keep zooming out of how what we're doing is so asinine. We're talking to John Gabers. He's telling us wake up early and do stuff every day. Thank you. But wait, what was the succinct statement you said? It's not about outcome anymore. Yeah, I don't want to deadlift 405, but I want to be able to deadlift when I'm 68. Doesn't matter what the weight is, but I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to pick up a suitcase off the ground and put it in my overhead container by myself. You know, I don't want to be a burden to other people. I don't want to go like my mom's like, I don't know if I can go to Paris. There's so much walking and so much stairs. I'm like, are you about to miss out on Paris because of your health? Like, not like my mom's not in like a mobility scooter or anything like that. But I'm like, this is something like if you walked every day for 6 months, you could go to Paris. Like, and to me, like,
you could fucking climb the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, all you gotta do is build that upper body. Like, planes shoot my mom down like King Kong. In the end, it was beauty that killed the beast. But you're right, Stanger. The idea of like relieving yourself of outcome. And I think for a lot of us, like even hearing Aaron talk about it, like I used to be able to do 30. Now I can only do 20, but that's fine. Yeah. Once this baby comes out, I'll be back up to 30. And it's like, that's hard. Get there, but it's about just getting on that treadmill every day. And that's like, that's going to be the thing that's going to help you more than like, and some people are goal oriented, and I'm one of those guys, one of those people. So set yourself up and set goals if that's your thing. Like, oh, I would love to swim 100 yards in under a minute and 15 seconds, which is the old Jones Beach like rehire speed. And I'm not there yet, but I also my fitness goals, to talk about the actual goals, have changed so much from what they used to be. Like, for the longest time, I wanted 3, 4, 5, 300-pound bench, 400-pound squat, 500-pound dead. I've achieved close or those numbers in various times throughout my life. Don't think it's going to happen again, because now I'm no longer even – I don't even want to travel that path training-wise. But now my stuff is like, I want to run a 10-minute mile. I want to – and that's not hard. I know people who run are like, yeah, okay, man. But I'm 300 pounds. I want to swim 100 yards in under a minute and 15 seconds. I want to do 2 chin-ups. Like, these things. Mm. And the goals I chose involve weight loss, endurance, and strength building, which are 3 areas I'm trying to fuck around with. I'm not concerned with my – and even though Stanger's gotten like 5 desperate texts from me, I'm like, dude, I'm doing everything right and my weight's still not good. Is it possible that I'm still building muscle at this stage, and that's why the scale is not reflecting? He's like, it's possible, but also, have you done a calorie audit? And I was like, new phone, who's this? Like, I was like, Jason Bourne, like, took my SIM card out and like crushed it under my boot heel. I was like, they're on to us. They got the trace.
Calorie audit. That's his words.
Exactly. And then a DEXA scan. But it's also. I was going to say that, you know, it's tough. There's a psychological element of like, ooh, just getting over like, oh, I used to be able, like for me, it's like I used to be able to, you know, fuck 24 hours a day. And then now it's 23, you know, and it's
right.
Just like,
now you got to spend an hour stretching before you fuck for 23 hours. It's a nightmare.
It is. Oh,
you know, getting compromise. Old is brutal.
But it's like, if you think about like a road
trip. But
to be
fair, my partner's getting older and she could only handle 23 hours of getting railed.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm on the Action Boys all of a sudden. This is fun.
If you think about it, like you're...
If you like actively ignored us and kept just trying to move ahead with the ideas, then this would be a lot like Action Boys.
tried to, you know, do an actual podcast instead of get yourself canceled. It's if you think about like kind of your life slash fitness journey is like a road trip. And so it's just like, just get on the road and get used to driving every day. And in a road trip, you'll make these little like, I was listening on the Doughboys podcast, their recent guest. She was talking about, she'll make the trip from California to Iowa a lot. And so sometimes she'll be like, ooh, I want to make this location in one day. And then other times she'll be like, I just want to enjoy the drive and, you know, stop at as many places as possible. And it's the same thing. So if you're a really goal-oriented person, you know, make sure you're used to, you know, getting in the car and driving every single day. And then you can have times where you're like, you know what? I want to make it to, you know, Denver, Colorado by today. And then you go there and you make it. And then that, but it doesn't always have to be that case. You're used to driving every day and at different times.
Either way,
life,
you're getting closer to Iowa every time you're behind the wheel.
Every time. Yeah. And so, yeah. And sometimes you can kind of play with it where you're like, it doesn't matter. We've got to drive all night. We're getting here, you know, and you do that and that's fun for a while. And then, you know, you give yourself a little break, but you're always getting in the car every day. Strange analogy,
that's good,
but
I'm here for it. I get that. I love analogies like that because it really does. And so for me, we talked about different aspects of what I'm doing for fitness. I am a diehard sauna head as well, and I don't know if it's psychosomatic actually helping. If I'm past the dose response where I don't need it as much as I'm
minimum
doing
effective
it,
dose.
Minimum effective dose. Yeah. Am I like, but I really like it. And something, if I make myself a sauna appointment, I know that it helps me even more if I exercise before. Like it feels even better in the sauna. I sweat even more and I enjoy how I feel after because I cold plunge after my sauna. And so now I like work backwards from my sauna appointment. I make it like, so for example, on Monday, we're recording on Sunday, February 25th, 2024, as Stanger likes to call it, not today.
You know tomorrow, how calendars work?
Tomorrow I have a noon sauna appointment. And I will work backwards from that and be like, I got to be at the gym by 10:30 or at the latest if I have shit to do. Ideally, I get there at 10 and I can have more time to do some steady state cardio at the end, which is something I'm trying to do more of. And for me, that's like not impossible, but I'm so excited by the carrot of the sauna that I'm like, all right, get up, get to the gym so that you can have that sauna and then have like the back. Because after I do that, the rest of my day doesn't feel that difficult. And as part of trying to wake up at 7 a.m., you got to kind of go to bed a little earlier than you're used to. And if I exercise and sauna, it is very easy for me to close my eyes and go to bed at night. Like I am, it beats me up in a way that makes sleeping come easier. So honestly, at minimum, if that's the only thing that a 45-minute infrared sauna every day is doing for me is that it helps me go to sleep earlier, it still might be worth it. And I'm catching up on Band of Brothers in the sauna. So it's like a win-win.
It's much better than I'm watching the Priscilla, Sofia Coppola's Priscilla movie, and Elvis is always like, you want one of these sleeping pills? I would say if that's getting you to sleep, it's better than whatever Elvis sleeping pills he's getting.
Oh, yeah.
That moment
in the movie where she wakes up, she's like, what day is it? She had been asleep for like 40 hours. He like knocked her out. She missed a whole weekend of visiting him.
She's all bummed out. He's like, I shouldn't have given you all them Elvis sleeping pills.
Is this real? Is this really in this movie?
Yeah. And it's actually from reality.
Her book. It's based on her book.
Yeah.
He had all this stuff that he got started on in the military, like these bennies to kind of keep him up and then the stuff to make him sleep. And then he was, you know, Scylla, why don't you have a, and he can't, like all his beds have a pill box by their side.
Yeah. And the record, Elvis was Elvis. Like the world knew who he was. And he started dating a 16-year-old like general's daughter on the bar. I think maybe even younger when he first got with her.
Yeah, she was hanging her out with her when she's 14.
Yeah, flying her out to fucking Graceland. He's from Graceland, right? Where does he live? Graceland?
No, it's Graceland. Memphis? It's Nashville.
Dollywood?
No, Memphis. Memphis.
Memphis.
He's from Mississippi, but like that Graceland was in.
He started flying her out there. And like in like a grooming slash, you know, fucking
prisoner type situation, started flying her out there at like 15 or 16.
The movie's effective because you feel how creepy it was, but it's also Priscilla now as a woman, and in the book she wrote, makes it very clear that she didn't feel violated, that she liked it all, and it's an important part of her life. And so I feel like it kind of honors both sides.
Yeah,
you see her, thrilling it was for her as like a young person, but you're watching it now and you're creeped out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I was 14 and a mega star wanted to fly me places, I'd be hella happy too.
She's pumped.
Yeah.
God, but that's not good. Okay.
I'm anyways, a little 14-year-old eating out Tina Turner.
Oh my God.
I can't believe I just said that.
Isolate the audio.
Fortunately, you said eating out. That softened it a little, so that's good.
Oh my God. Oh, holy shit.
This is why we talk about on Action Boys is that we talk about we are the worst fucking people. Like we talk so like frankly on that show that you forget when you go on other shows, it's like maybe I don't have to say in front of my friend who's a pregnant woman about eating Tina, eating out. Like you forget that because I'm just like, oh, this is podcasting. This is where you talk about the most animal parts of your body. Oh, no. Oh, right. No. Yeah. Oh, we're supposed to just review old episodes of The Office? My bad. You didn't want to hear about getting fingered in the stairwell at an office?
God. I'll have a conversation with my baby after this just to clear anything up.
It's better than listening to classical music or whatever that is.
And Jason's really into that. It's all day. I told him I'm going to kill myself if I have to hear another
don't do that.
Song.
Call me first.
I'm not. God.
Get Tom Cruise involved.
You should play the Action Boys Lawnmower Man episode for your baby. It's 4 hours long, and I think it'll really explain the legacy of Cybo Man and shit. I think that will really help baby size.
Okay. I'm willing to try anything at this point to get this guy to quit playing classical music.
Gabrus, before you leave, we're going to let you, get to that lunch with your mother-in-law or whatever you got to do. Somebody wrote in and they would like a basic swimming workout. Like if you had a recommendation for something to do in the pool.
Ooh, fun. That's an interesting question. That's a real skill. Like, cause there's layers to swimming slightly more, a lot more people have like basic running, form down than they do basic swimming form down. But honestly, if you just get in the pool and move, you're in a better place than anyone else. But I do just go 25 yards across the pool or 25 meters if you're in a fancy pool, turn around and come back and then do that a bunch. I know that sounds basic, but that's a great place to start. Like I have done countless swimming workouts in my life with like prescribed like 100 yards on the minute 45, which swimming workouts are prescribed like 50 yard freestyle on the minute and a half, which means every 90 seconds you are starting a 50 yard freestyle. So if you finish in 45 seconds, you get 45 seconds of rest. If you finish in 70 seconds, you get 20 seconds rest. So that's kind of how swimming workouts are built. Like every minute on the minute, if you are across EMOTM, whatever, if you're a CrossFit head, but I would pitch a fun workout is do a 25, one lap. Rest as long as you need to feel like you can do. Now go two laps and then rest for as long as you need. Then go three laps, rest as long as you need. Four laps, rest as long as you need. Three laps, two laps, one lap. Back down the ladder. So a ladder up to 100, back down to that comes out to like 400 yards or, so that's a decent, and that 100 in the middle should be pretty hard if you're new to swimming because that's four laps in a row. But that at the end of that, you've done a little 400 workout. And if you do you do that twice, 800 yards is a heck of a workout for a non-swimmer. I think my high school swim workouts, and we weren't like a super competitive team or anything.
we're in the 2,000 to 2,500 range. And I think like master swimming programs like around here are in like the around 2,000 yards, which is, but in these actual swimming programs, you're switching up stroke drills and actual strokes like breast and fly and back. So it's a little less repetitive use stuff like that. But I do, when I'm in the pool, I'm just doing 25s. Some of them I go super hard. Some I'm going super slow. Some I'm doing what we call long and strong, which is you're just trying to do as few strokes as possible to get across the pool, just going like super reach and super hard pulls. I'll do breaststroke, which was my event. I'll do gut busters, like long swim, go as long as you can underwater without coming up. Which I do for just like VO2 max fucking around. Another low key fitness goal is to get back up to 25 yards without coming up for breath. The other thing I do, going back to like my weird movement shit, is when I'm a little tired from swimming laps, I grab onto the starter block and I stretch my lats. I get into like a weird squat position on the wall. I do like full like splits and like kicks and wide and like hamstring stretches and calf stretches on the pool wall. I do a lot of stuff like that in between, just so that because I couldn't swim for an hour unbroken now. Like I just don't have that juice in me. But if when I get out of the pool now, I've done like so much different movement for my body that I feel it feels great. I'm at the point where I'm going to the pool so regularly that I have pool friends, and they are all 60 to 80 year old freaks. It's awesome. I guess I'm starting to say
in a cocoon situation.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I'm ready to go.
Get those healthy rocks under there, and there's really aliens in them.
One lady's from Queens. I said, oh, I'm from Long Island. And now every time I've seen her for like the last 4 months, it's like, Long Island, huh? They got a lot of snow this weekend, huh? And I'm like, yep. Like, not as up to date as what's happening back east than you are.
You feel like you got to keep up with the weather in Long Island now, so you have something to talk about.
Well, I know. Then I would have something to talk to my mom about for hours, too. Like, they fucking love that shit. It rained yesterday. It's supposed to rain tomorrow, 40% on Friday. You're like, okay, great. Well, see you around. You have memories from our childhood that you want to talk about. Got it.
I got you the barometer you wanted for Christmas. Would you recommend that at the end of this pool workout, you spring out of the water, grab your brother-in-law's waistband, pull him in, and then dive away doing a poor interpretation of a butterfly stroke?
Oh, like Rocky does to Paulie and Rocky 3.
I don't know. I know. I'm not sure if that happened. Did that happen? That was just something
Seems
I
like
conjured
you
up.
And 3,
like
is,
you know.
That's when, because Apollo's got him in the pool to fight Clubber, right?
Yeah, they're doing all kinds of different stuff.
They're doing all kinds of different stuff, but it's funny that he builds up to breaststroke, to butterfly, and does the most like muscle gross butterfly stroke you could possibly do, and they're like, now you're ready to fight, which is just like, that's learning a new skill. Yeah. That's like that would be like showing him running on the beach with Apollo, and then in the last one he's hurdling, and they're like, now you're ready. It's just like, this is a completely different thing than just running. There's not a fitness. It's not like you get so good at swimming you're like, now I only do the
Rock,
butterfly.
We gotta get you pole vaulting. You're like, oh, I don't know. Yeah. Seems like a little high up there for me.
Hey, how about I'm the pole? Sure.
Okay.
Man, this has been really cute for me to watch, you guys.
Thank you.
As long as that's the takeaway, that's good.
Yeah.
That was perfect because it was like
gross.
It was a compliment and a little dismissive at the same time. So it
little
was
bit,
much.
Little bit.
Feels like the Action Boys.
Yeah, now we're actually kind of getting into the classic dynamic now. All right, you guys done? We have shit we actually have to talk about.
Yeah. Gabrus, anything you'd like to plug, my man?
Yeah, check out the Action Boys podcast. Like this, just a little less pregnant and well,
for now,
at times. I also have a podcast called High and Mighty that everyone's, I've been doing for so many years. We have several hundred episodes. check it out. Also on HeadGum, keep it in the HeadGum fam.
That's right.
Check it out over there. And 101 Places to Party Before You Die is still on Max if you want to check out that travel show. I can't imagine the numbers even matter anymore, if anyone's even like checking the lights are on in the fucking building over there. But I'm proud of the project, and I'd love for you guys to see it. Also, if you're tweet at me, if you know any of the fitness advice that we said here today, like landed on you, and you have any follow-up questions, I love talking about this shit. I've gone what's called, my protocol is called monk mode. 2024's theme is monk mode, so I had to explain to my wife that I guess this monk is not celibate, because that was her first question. She's like, don't monks not fuck? I was like, well, okay, hold on, the it's alliteration's like important. Yeah.
I think Chip was fucking Dale.
The chipmunks, yes.
What? That's what the are we talking about? Talking. Yeah.
I gotta go. God, chipmunk.
As long as fucking Dave wasn't getting involved with his kids.
Alvin, it's time to go monk mode.
Oh no, Dave's coming home.
Oh my God.
Put on your large sleeping bag shirts, everybody.
And come lick this slug.
Lick the slug. We should at parties start lick that slug chant, no matter what, like no matter what's happening. Just try to get everyone going to see what if that hits for anybody. Doesn't lick that slug seem like something that would get chanted at a party?
Definitely in a movie or something. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of.
Also, you just kind of find out who else was traumatized the same way you were as a child. It's a good bonding moment for everyone.
Wait, you didn't go to the Monterey Aquarium, did you? With Father Tom from the diocese? Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
You okay over there, Science? How you feeling?
Yeah, I might have started to give birth. I don't know. I'll check in.
You weren't raised by Dave, were you? Like, at least I guess he took Simon to the optometrist. I mean, that must have been a tough sell to get him, you know.
In the chair.
Yeah. Looking at, you know.
All right, read the first line.
God. Oh, my God.
They should be good at reading the big letter, because that's like what they wear every day. So they should know.
Yeah,
like,
they should know.
That should be pretty easy.
At least that, yeah. But that's why who is who?
They all look pretty different. It's not like the identical twins where you got to like, put a like an airplane on one shirt and a train on the other.
I can just feel that you guys aren't used to wrapping up a conversation in an hour.
No, it's hard.
Like, you love each other. It's so cute.
I love you too. Is that what you said? I love you too, Aaron. Thank you.
Oh, it seemed at the sphere. For us, askthedumbbells@gmail.com if you want to complain about some of those jokes thing. I made. I don't think I think you guys were good. I think I made some bad jokes.
Yeah.
That's part of the charm.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement there.
Yeah. We love the comedians.
I wasn't sure about the debate there.
We love the comedians that ironically do bad jokes. They're definitely not trying to challenge themselves to write good material. No, that's the whole idea is how bad I am.
Everyone who tweets like bad joke, but it's like, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah. In my drafts, because it sucked. Here it is. It's like, well.
But you still have to read it. Yeah. You can put out a bad joke. You don't have to front porch it with it's bad. Just fucking take a swing and shut
also,
up.
Also, if it's bad, instead of drafting it, put it in the trash can.
Oh, trash it, baby.
No. Trash it. That's boring. What Musk says.
Boring.
Move to trash.
askthedumbbells@gmail.com. Anything you want to hear, any corrections you need us to make, anything you want us to apologize about.
anything you want us to review? New hot workouts? We're trying to keep up, but send us your ideas.
TikTok trends. We never commented on the people that were throwing ice cream at each other. That's kind of done now, but
yeah, it's done.
It's over. But yeah,
we're fitness podcasters.
Do you see that?
We will comment on the ice cream TikTokers.
Did you see that where they would like do a perfect like cone, like one of those like soft serve cones, and then they would like throw it at somebody?
No.
The people were all in on it. It didn't feel sad. It didn't feel like the knockout challenge.
It didn't feel like some grandma's getting on the F train and someone blasts her in the head with a swirl.
Right. Unless the grandma was in on it the whole time. And then it's okay.
She turns and winks. I'm okay, kids.
Like when Rick Moranis got roughed up for no reason. Like, well, there goes our fucking Honey, I Shrunk the Kids sequel. He's scared to go out now. It's like a groundhog or something.
He got like jumped in Central Park or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. He's going to
By Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Put an arrow through his head. Ended up being fake.
Yeah. Oh. And if you are on Twitter, you can find us at the Dumbbells.
Injured him cramming AirPod. Bunny ears on him. At the Dumbbells, across all social media platforms. So, on behalf of myself and Aaron McGowan, we are the Dumbbells. Aaron McGowan signs.
Thank you.
We are the Dumbbells. Our wonderful, 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 wonderful guest today, John Gabris. We like to remind everybody that's out there listening to train dirty,
eat clean,
and live in between.
Oh. At the end of the podcast, if you listen closely, you can hear a pregnant fart. This is in Reddit/pregnant farts or whatever. Like people like, and she's a redhead too.
That was a HeadGum podcast.